Recently, I have mass at a nursing home, and I came and then I met a gentleman at the parking lot, and then he saw me, and then he told me, "Hey, kiddo," and then, and I said to him, "Hey, gentleman," and then, and then we have mass, and then I saw him coming for mass, and then he saw me, like, up there saying mass, and then I saw him, freaking out because, like, hey. And then right after mass, he came up to me and said, "Hey, father, I am so sorry to call you kiddo. I'm so sorry about that." So I thought, no at all. So you know what? Asian people look so young until the day they die. And then so no worries at all. Yeah. So, you know, I'm planning to stay young until the day before I die. So our high schoolers, this week, we have a retreat in the Mother Caprini Shrine, and they are having the retreat right now. So their topic is burn the ships. And I'm thinking about the ship and the ocean a lot these days. Brothers and sisters, I think we are a ship in the ocean. But why the whole ocean cannot sink a small ship? Why, like, the powerful, like, the most powerful ocean in the world, like, cannot sink even a small ship? Like, the ship is just, like, flowing naturally through the ocean. How has that happened? Brothers and sisters, as long as the ship doesn't let the water go inside the ship, so the ship is still alive. Because they don't let the ocean, the water, go inside of them. So whenever the ship lets the water go inside, the ship destroyed by themselves, the ship will be sink. So, but Father Anthony, what do you mean on that? I think if you let the world go inside of you, you are dying. The ocean, the world, you are the ship. You are the ship in the ocean. You are the ship in the world. Whenever you keep the world from outside of you, you can flow in the world naturally. Naturally. As long as you keep the ocean, you keep the water underneath you, and you just naturally grow in holiness. The ocean, the world, don't let them sink you. Don't let them destroy you, and don't let them ruin your life. Because whenever they have many temptations, hey, why don't you join us? Hey, we have a pleasure over here. Hey, we have many good things over here. And whenever you hear that and you follow the world and the world goes in you and then you die. Whenever you let water go in you, the water, the ocean, always a temptation for the ship. Like, because the ocean, the world is so big and the ship are so small that they always in the ocean but not belong to the ocean. You are in the world, but you are not belong to the world. You are belong to heaven. You are made for heaven. You are not for made. You are not made for this earth, for this world, but you are made for heaven. But Father Anthony, what do you mean? You are made for heaven, and you should aim heaven to live. I have a strong desire for you to live in heaven with God one day. You can ask me, but Father Anthony, how do I keep the water, the world, outside of me? Two things. First, be real. Second, be relational. The first one, be real. Be real. Being real, I think that is the key point. Every foundation, every relationship, every friendship is based on being real. Being authentic with each other. And I told people that being real with God, that is the key point to have a friendship with Him. If you don't like that person, tell God, God, I don't like those people. God, I don't like the homeless people. God, I don't like my mom and dad. God, I don't like my spouses. But please help me with that. Being real with God, like you tell God whatever in your mind. You tell God what happened in your life. You tell God, God, this is what's going on in my life this week. This is what I'm thinking right now. I want to be real with you. I want to be authentic with you. Because in front of you, I have nothing. You know me. You know my heart. You know my mind. And I want to be real. Because I know being real, as Father Anthony said, is based on every foundation of every relationship. So I invite you to be real with God. Even again, you hate someone, you tell God about that and ask God, God, please help me to love the people. Even I don't know them, but because you love me, so please help me to love others. Second, be relational. Why I need to be in relationship? Why I need to be relational with God? You are created in the relationship. Why? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, every life, every human movement, every single thing based on the Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity is a love between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They all together. So we are made in that relationship. So our duty is just like be relational with God. Be relational with each other. Be friendship. Be relational with your families. Communicate with God. Communicate with your family. That is a key point for you and for me. Be real with God. And I told people that unmask before God. Because you don't need to wear the masks. I mean, I'm like spiritual one. I'm not like talking about like the physical masks, but I'm talking about the spiritual mask. Like, we don't need to put on ourselves everything to go to with God. He knows you already. He knows your heart. Just tell him what happened this week, what happened in your life, what are you struggling, what are you troubles in your life. Tell God about that and asking him to help you. So be real with him and be relational with him. So that's why you keep the water outside of you. You keep the ocean outside of you. You keep the world outside of you because you have God. You are the ship. You have God and you are in that state of relationship with God. So as long as you keep that, you got the power. You keep the water outside of you. You keep the ocean outside of you, and you're good to go. I promise with you. I promise that. Trust me with that. You are made for heaven. You don't belong to this world. Of course, you live over here. Of course, you live like 30 years, 80 years, 100 years. But how about after that? If you don't think about that, like, what happened when you die? What is the meaning of life? What is the meaning of death? If you don't believe in heaven, what is the point of living? You know what I mean? If you don't believe in God, what is the point? Like, we live 80 years, 90 years, and that's it? No. Heaven. Everything. We need to aim on that. And I pray for you all, and pray with me today, that we can go to heaven together and try to be real and be relational with God.